I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. While state and federal offices are closed today to observe Martin Luther King Jr. Day, celebrations around Atlanta continue. A march and rally are scheduled in downtown Atlanta this afternoon. Later this evening, the day of celebration ends with community conversations, including Dr. King's daughter, Bernice. The talks will focus on modern-day fights against racism and for social justice. One discussion topic will be social justice and the NFL. This is Atlanta prepares to host the Super Bowl in less than 2 weeks. A civil rights museum in Atlanta is opening a new exhibit honoring the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. GPB's LaRaven Taylor reports.
The exhibit is at Atlanta's Center for Civil and Human Rights. It features documents from a collection at Morehouse College, King's alma mater. The display is called The Meaning of Hope, the best of the Martin Luther King Jr. collection. Nicole Moore is one of its curators.
He had multiple drafts. He had people review his work, and it was the thoughtfulness that he put into it because he knew that his words had power and they had meaning.
The exhibit features public writings like drafts of King's I Have a Dream speech and letters from Birmingham Jail. It also includes private correspondences with leaders such as Thurgood Marshall and President John F. Kennedy. The exhibit is temporary, but the museum is enhancing its permanent collection with art displaying King's words. For GPB News, I'm LaRaven Taylor in Atlanta.
Just weeks into his first term, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's approval rating sits at just 37%. This according to an AJC poll conducted among registered voters between January 7th and 17th. Only one-third of women approved of Kemp, along with just 10% of African-American voters. Those low tallies were offset by three-quarters of Republicans and 80% of conservatives viewing him favorably. Well, as of January 1st, Augusta joined the list of cities that bans smoking and vaping in most public buildings. The new ordinance also requires smokers and vapers to stand a, quote, reasonable distance away. R.J. Ramsey, a retired military veteran who opened the Vaposium a few years ago, says the reasonable distance clause is unrealistic because of its vagueness. And while the ordinance allows customers at existing vape shops to sample vape liquids, it bans the practice in new stores. That blocks Ramsey's plans for growth.
If I wanted to, you know, expand my business within the county, that whole piece was taken away from me completely, and it kind of forces our hand to go do business in other areas.
Ramsey wants the city to make an exception for vape businesses. He says vaping is not the same as smoking. And Savannah officials are reporting a building boom. Savannah's Director of Development Services, Julie McLean, says the city issued construction permits for nearly $500 million worth of projects in 2018. It's the second highest dollar total amount on record. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks host the Orlando Magic this afternoon at 3 o'clock at State Farm Arena. The game will include special tributes recognizing the MLK holiday. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.